Simon Shin Ayin, Seif Dalad. Mechaber discusses a few people who live in the same chatzar, and they each sleep in their own house. They have their own house which they sleep in and take care of other stuff, but they eat together in one house. And even if everyone brings their own food, Mr. Burr explained, but since they eat together in one house, they do not have to have chatzar. It's considered like one household. The ikar is the place where you eat, and they eat together, they're considered like one. If for some reason they have to make Erev Chatzer together with people from a neighboring Chatzer, because they want to be able to carry from their houses out to the Chatzer, out to the neighboring Chatzer, they could give one pass, one bread, so to speak, on behalf of all of them. Echad Moloch, one person could bring pass from their Chatzer to the other Chatzer. They're all considered like one. Mishnah Berurah explains, no reason to zechiyah on that pass for all of them to have a chelik in it. That one person does, but shlichus is for all of them, because they're all considered like one. Their houses are like one, because they eat together in one house. Their mother discusses if you have a lot of balbatim, we eat together in one room, each one on their own table, you know, each one sleeps in their own room. Still, like the apartment building example, where they each have their own apartments over here, but they eat together in one common place. So they're all considered like one to one area for all of them, since they're makam achila, the place that is together without any mechita separating, just like we had in the previous sivitz of gimel, chamisha shavus, so the traklin, the five different individuals or five different groups that spend Shabbos together in one traklin, in one big house, one mansion. And even if these people over here, when they eat in the same room, they sometimes put down a curtain for tznius, that's not considered mechitza, since that mechitza is not there, it's not there b'kvi, it's not there on a regular basis. It's not there whenever they eat, it's only there when they do something more private once in a while. So it's not considered a mechitza, and therefore they're considered like one. Mishnah Berurah points out, since it's like chamisha shavus traklin, it follows the same rules that the mechitza between them that makes it within three tefachim of the ceiling, a real curtain that makes three tefachim of the ceiling, is considered a mechitza. If there's a mechitza between that does not make it into the three tefachim, and therefore there's a hefsek in the mechitza between the mechitza and the ceiling, then they're all considered like one room. It goes by the same rules as in the previous if. So if hey, the mechaber discussed somebody who eats in one place and sleeps in a different place. He eats in a house in one chatzar and sleeps in a house that's in a different chatzar. So what do we go by? We go by the makom achila. The ikar is the makom achila and not the makom shina. And the chatzar in which they have a house to eat, that's where they asar and they have to be part of the erev chatzeris. And the place in which they sleep, that's not considered their makom achila. It goes to the place they sleep. And the Bir Halacha brings down that there could be cases where it would be different if there's somebody who really would want to eat in the place where he sleeps. As a technical reason why he can't do it, but really he would want to eat in the place where he sleeps. That's where his main house. For some reason, he's stuck eating somewhere else. Then we go by the place where he sleeps. It's only when somebody has two places, Makom Achila and Makom Lina, we don't know which one to go by, then we go by the Makom Achila. Now, Mechaber discusses further. You have a bunch of brothers who each have their own household, they sleep in their own house, but they come together to eat in the father's house. So since they eat together in the father's house, they don't aser on each other or on others. They're all considered like one, because the Makom Achila is together. As opposed to, the Mechaber says, let's say the father gives them pras, he gives them a certain amount of food, or Mishnah Berurah says, give food or money to buy food, and they take it and they use that food or that money to buy food and they eat in their own individual house, then they each aser on each other or they aser on others, whatever the case is. Even if they're living in the same chatzah as the father, since they don't eat together, each eat in their own individual house, they're considered like separate for this halacha. They do have to have erev chatzeris with each other and with others. And Mechaber says, that's only if the erev chatzeris is being put in someone else's house in this chatzah. However, if the erev chatzeris is being kept in one of their houses, that's the pashas what the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah means in one of their houses. Bir Halacha, the Shartzim brings it tzad. Only if it's the father's house, the pashas means if it's being kept in any one of their houses. So then they're all considered like one. In the same way, the owner of the house where the erev chatzeris is kept does not have to contribute pas to the erev chatzeris. The idea of erev chatzeris, they're all living together in this house. He actually lives in this house. He does not have to contribute pas. So they all don't have to contribute pas. It's only when the erev is being made somewhere else in a different bayis v'chatzar, they each have to contribute individually. But if the erev is by one of them, then it's considered like it's by all of them, they're all together. Similarly, if there's no one else living in this chatzar besides these brothers, even if they don't eat in the father's house, since they're mekabel pras to get food from the father, so they are considered enough like one. Now, there's no one else to make erev chatzeris with, just with each other and with the father, they don't make erev chatzeris. Only there's others as well to make erev chatzeris with. And the erev, the pas, the bread is being kept in someone else's house, then they each have to contribute individually. Since they don't eat together, they just mekabel pras from the father and eat it each in their own individual house.